Phil, we mentioned a couple of times how impressive Accession was yesterday. He's a magnificent, almost black colt too. He really does take the eye. And the lady who bought Accession, Denise Martin, has been good enough to join us. She's, of course, a syndicator of Star Thoroughbreds. Denise, good morning. And I think you've got a pretty smart colt here in Accession.
Oh, morning, Ray. I hope so. He looks pretty smart, doesn't he?
He does. And the acceleration he showed yesterday, like, I know we can get wrapped up in times and all sorts of things, but sometimes you just have to trust your eye, Denise.
Look, I think that's absolutely right. When he won a few weeks ago, we thought, well, you know, he's obviously got ability. He's a nice colt going forward. And we knew that the $2 million race at Warwick Farm was on the cards because he was bought at the Indus Easter sale. But I don't think any of us really appreciated that he would improve as he did. I didn't, and I certainly owners did, and I don't think the stable team did either. Yeah. I asked James McDonald before the race if he'd been on him at all, knowing he hadn't ridden him, of course, but I wondered if he'd ridden him in track work, and he said he hadn't. And I said, I think you'll find you've got a really lovely colt here. When he came back, he just said, wow, he's a rocket. Mm. I said, will he run 1,200? And he said, he's a bomb. He said he's a really, really talented colt. So we were in awe of him. I think anyone who was at Rosehill yesterday was as well.
Mm, very impressive.
Yeah, I guess on that trend, Denise, James McDonald yesterday compared Accession to Tassort, who we know is a Golden Slipper favourite. Big call.
Yeah, look, it is. At this time of the year, most of the legitimate Golden Slipper contenders have probably been exposed. Not all of them. But very often horses have had a start by now, or at least barrier trial by now. So you get an idea of what's about. The best thing about this colt, well, obviously, other than talent, which is, you know, the key element, of course, but he's got the best attitude. He's really relaxed. He just handles it all like an older horse. Nothing fazes him. And I remember when I bought him at the sales, I thought he was just a beautiful colt. I was really keen to buy him, but I knew he'd be expensive. And when he was knocked down to me, I was elated because I just loved him. I loved the way he handled himself. I loved his attitude. I loved the way he was put together. He's just, I think he's quite special.
You've kind of answered my next question in that you paid $300,000 for him, and that was over what historically you've paid for your horses. But you obviously had no doubt that you were spending wisely.
Oh, well, look, at the time you don't know that. You hope so. You hope you haven't had a mental block and that your family aren't watching, although I think that you've gone quite crazy. But when I saw him initially, I just loved him. I bought him from Whidden, and Anthony Thompson, the head of Whidden, said, if you buy the horse, would I be able to, you know, buy back into the ownership? I said, I'll think about it. I've thought about it. And so he's involved, as is the breeder, and just one of those moments where you find something that you really have to have. And I thought he was special. I knew he'd be expensive. And I just thought at $300,000, I hope there's somebody not around the corner who's going to go a bit higher, because that was absolutely my last stretch. And maybe it's been a really good buy now.
Well, he's already earned over $370,000 in three starts. Promise of a lot more to come. Gee, it's a vote of confidence, isn't it, Denise, when Anthony Thompson from Whidden says he wants to stay in the colt?
Yes, well, look, it's never happened before. From time to time, breeders have said, oh, if you buy a share, maybe I'd, you know, become involved in the ownership. And I've never pressed the point because I thought if they want to, they can talk to me. But Anthony was very keen, and I thought, well, you know, that's really a good sign. And he said, you know, the colt had never been any different in the preparation as he was at the sales, just very chilled out, handled it, loved it. And as I said, hoping that he's really special and can go all the way. We don't know, you know, for a couple of months, but he sure does look as though he can gallop.
Yeah, the other thing too, which is so striking about him, Denise, and Chris Waller's made this point at his last two wins, both at Randwick and again yesterday, this colt is a mirror image of his sire, Brazen Bow, isn't he?
Oh, Ray, it's really funny. Yeah. I bought two colts by Brazen Bow at the Inglis Easter sale. Henry Plumtree, who now manages Cambridge Stud in New Zealand and who'd been with Godolphin for a very long time in Australia, tried to find one for me at sales before Easter, and we couldn't find any. We found some that we liked, but we knew they'd either be too expensive or they just didn't quite fit the bill. And there were two at Warwick Farm at the Inglis sale. And I said to Henry, I probably want one, but I tell you what, I'm going to buy two because I'd rather have two than none. So I bought the other horse about an hour or so before this one. and he looks as though he has, you know, ability as well. Mm. And they look the same. And
okay.
when they've been at Rose Hill in the past, I've just said to Chris, I don't know how you cope in the morning at 4 o'clock because they look like twins. You know, it's dark. How do you know which one's which?
Striking, yeah.
One has a little bit more white on him, but they're a mirror image mm. of Brazen Bow, who was such a great horse, and he's just doing a fantastic job at stud. Mm.
And speaking of sales, Denise, you bought a number of yearlings at the Magic Millions sales last week. As an investor, what are your thoughts on the state of Australian racing and breeding?
Racing in New South Wales is wonderful. It's just, it's never been better in my view. I've had staff for 26 years now, and it's very buoyant. The prize money is fantastic. Confidence in the industry here is marvellous. Some states are not enjoying, the upturn in interest mm. and confidence that New South Wales is, but I think it's fantastic. The averages, the purchase price, I think by all barometers, the Magic Millions sale was, you know, very buoyant, was very positive, and I think the industry is in a really good state in this state. The breeding industry, I think, can look forward to a really good year as well.
Now, terrific, Denise, and I think you're looking forward to a terrific year with horses like Accession, who was so impressive yesterday. Denise, really appreciate you joining us early on a Sunday morning, and best of luck with Accession in the $2 million English Millennium on February 9.
Many thanks.
Thank you, Denise.